fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. We're here again today with Father Bob LaCroix. Father Bob is the pastor of the Church of the Holy Family in Novi, Michigan. He's been a pastor there for 5 years and a priest for 18 years, and I've known Bob for many years, and he's had his hand on the plow, as he shared with us early Monday and Tuesday. He was here sharing both his personal testimony, but also his story about becoming a priest and what it's meant and the journey of now leading people deeper into a relationship with Christ and the mission of the church. If you didn't have a chance to tune into the program, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them anytime on your computer or download them to whatever device you have to listen to downloads, because I think you'll be very glad that you did. Welcome back, Father Bob.
It's fun to be here with you.
No, it's I'm really thankful that you're here. We ended the program yesterday. You began to talk about, you know, your passion. Really, the simple goal of your own heart and sense of calling was to lead people to know God, to love God, and to serve God,
yes.
Basically, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you thought, in the priesthood, it's just such a rare opportunity in life. That's the place to be in some ways. We all share in that mission, but it's a unique place to be in that position of leadership in the body of Christ. And so we also began to talk about the challenge that many priests are facing across the country, really across the whole Western world, really. Tremendous collapse of the church in many places, big decline in church attendance as the culture in our own country has gotten more secularized. More people are drifting with the culture because they're more really conformed and shaped by the culture, and they're disconnected. So here you are, a priest, and there's a kind of momentum away from the church that's happening. And how do you lead people back? You began to talk yesterday about the first step, leading people to a personal encounter with Christ. Can you talk a little bit more about that and start there, and let's just go where you feel like we ought to go today?
I think that we've had the marching orders and our mission for a while. We've got it in the documents.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, out of Vatican II came a universal call to holiness, and we've heard a lot about that. A sleeper call that really is the need of the hour now is the universal call to mission. And in a lot of places, we don't even really understand what that means. I know among priests there is a lot of fundamental puzzlement about what a new evangelization is. And there's a temptation just to rename everything we have been doing that. And that would be a really big mistake. Pope Francis, at the beginning of Joy of the Gospel, right at the beginning, is, I invite all Christians everywhere to a renewed personal encounter with Jesus Christ. We have the same wording in Pope Benedict and St. John Paul II, inviting folks to a renewed personal encounter with Christ. Earlier this week, you quoted Pope Benedict that said, that's where we start. So, it's what happened in my life that changed my life, even when I wasn't sure that I wanted to be changed or could be changed. It wasn't convincing myself that something was true. It was meeting the risen Lord Jesus Christ. That's what I think we have got to bring back as the center and the focus of what we do as Catholics. It needs to be what we point to in church, but it needs to be the first step in sacramental preparation, in people's, you know, signing up for the church, in baptizing kids and getting married. We need to give people opportunities not just to believe, not just to receive the sacraments, but to personally encounter Jesus Christ. And sometimes sacramental preparation does not do that, or sacramental reception does not do that. I mean, kids get confirmed and graduate. They're not commissioned for a greater activity.
Yeah.
Parents will have their children baptized and then not bring them to church. We're missing something.
Yeah,
in
something's
those
not
those opportunities.
Yeah, something that you see. You're talking about at a certain point in your life, after having actually been raised Catholic, then turning away from the faith, just not believing it for a period of time in your life, and then you come back to it through invitation, through people who you knew, your brother and other folks, and the Lord started working on you. You didn't realize it was Him, but He started working on you. And you put yourself in a place where you could hear the gospel preached again afresh. You could hear people share what it meant to know Christ in a way you never knew Him. And you didn't know that you could know Him that way. And then that became a doorway as they witnessed to you. And then the Lord began to move and begin to change your life. And so back to what Pope Benedict was saying, he said that for Christians, we have to be careful that becoming a Christian isn't just an idea, or evangelization just isn't sharing of an idea. He said Christianity is about encountering a person and communicating your knowledge and experience of that person to other people to help invite them into a relationship with Him. And that's not something I grew up and ever heard about as a Catholic either, growing up. And so we miss it a great deal. And I was sharing with you earlier, just recently, I was having a conversation with a parish staff in the area here, and they talked about the struggle of how many people don't come to Mass but feel obligated to bring their children to get confirmed. And they had confirmed almost 50 kids a couple of years ago. And after the confirmation, they only ended up seeing two of them over the next 2 years with any regularity whatsoever. They didn't see parents, and they didn't see the kids that got confirmed. So here this sacrament, which is meant to be the process, sort of the step of initiation into full membership as disciples of Christ in the church, you don't even see them anymore. So as you've been pointing to, something's wrong with this picture. And we can't keep doing what we're doing and expect for something to change.
We have a really clear teaching about the transformative effect of confirmation, but we don't always see it experienced. We have such a wonderful and true teaching about the Eucharist, but why do so many people who receive the Eucharist on Christmas not come back until next Christmas?
Yeah.
You know, so I believe in the transformative power of the sacraments, but what we've missed is bringing into the lives of the people who receive the sacrament the faith and the expectation that unlocks the power that is there.
What does that mean concretely, and how do you do that in your own parish? How are you attempting to do that?
Well, we've tried many things over a number of years. I had the conviction as I came into the seminary and became a priest, and through my whole time as a priest, that the thing that was most transformative, the thing that changed lives the most, that brought them alive, made sense of, you know, decades of faith often, was this personal encounter with Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we tried Life in the Spirit seminars, and we tried a program called Encounter. We had some success. Life was transformed. But I got a parish of 2,300 families. That's 5,000 or 6,000 folks. And pick off 20 or 30 at a time was testing my patience. I wanted something that everybody in the parish thought they could participate in and was accessible. And I think we found that.
What is that?
It's a program called Alpha. I think now throughout the world, 30 million people have gone through it. It is a program that has started in an Anglican church in London, but is endorsed by the highest levels of the Catholic Church. I mean, the Pope's personal household preacher, Father Rinaldo Cantalamessa, is a big supporter. The general editor of the Catholic Catechism, Cardinal Sherborne, speaks of it very highly and endorses it. Archbishops, cardinals all over the world.
On the USCCB website, too, in terms of listing of potential tools that could be used.
A lot of folks are just a little hesitant because it didn't originate in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
But we've got a lot to learn. We've got a lot to learn from a lot of places. We've got a lot to share.
You know, yeah, I think some of the nervousness about it was to say that it doesn't have all the key Catholic distinctives in it that are all part of catechetical formation as opposed to initial in simply introducing people to the person of Jesus. My view has always been a lot of reasons why Catholics walk away from the treasures of the sacraments is not only they haven't been formed in terms of intellectually what these things mean, but they've never drawn them into their heart. They don't own them and experience Christ in them, and so they don't even know what they're walking away from, basically. But when someone's heart falls in love with Christ, when they really meet Jesus, all of a sudden everything that Christ has given becomes gold. It becomes so valuable. You just can't wait to bring people into it. But you couldn't see it before then. And I think that's the case for a lot of people.
It is. And while this course called Alpha does not have distinctive Catholic teaching about sacraments, the Eucharist, as far as I can see, of my 1,000 parishioners who've gone through it, they're all better Catholics because of the faith that they experience that brings alive their practice. So I have been saying for a while now, I want all my parishioners to go through Alpha. You know, and if you've been through Alpha, you know, bring someone to Alpha. The need for the Catholic Church is a new evangelization. That's because we're losing members because people haven't encountered Christ. The apostolic call is for an encounter with Christ as the first step of a spiritual life that unlocks the power of everything to follow. Alpha is a tool. If I find a better tool, we'll use that. But Alpha is a tool that's reproducible. It trains leaders. They have a powerful experience of being used by God. It lights up faith in people's lives. It works.
Yeah. And we just have about a minute and a half left. Describe in simple terms, what is it practically? I mean,
it's a very simple program. The invitation is come to the first session. It's a free meal. The meals are great. Mm-hmm. We're serving 1,000 meals a week for all fall last year. A video and a discussion. Mm-hmm. The videos are world class, and you can't stop people talking.
Yeah, that's good. And each of those videos is just a simple introduction into the person, first the person of Jesus. Who is Jesus, essentially? And why does it make sense to believe in him? You know, who is he? And then talks about the Bible, it talks about
prayer,
talks about the Holy Spirit, talks about some of these key dimensions of... And so the whole purpose of Alpha is to introduce people in an initial way to the person of Jesus Christ and to help them encounter him in the power of the Holy Spirit. That's together as a community of people going through this process together. That's essentially what it is, isn't it?
It's the sharpest tool I know to do that.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit more about this tomorrow and some of the practical things, some of the things you're seeing in your parish as a result of this. And then I'd also like to share a little bit about our experience in Halifax, Nova Scotia with Father James Mallon in the Divine Renovation Summit that he had there, because I think there's a lot of parallels here. They're very much tied together, and it's a key to helping understand what does it mean to be a community of missionary disciples in the first century. Thanks for being here, Father.
Thank you, Peter.
God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, in this year of mercy, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, St. Francis Used Words. St. Francis is really a model of mercy, and he communicated that mercy through both deeds and through words. And Pope Francis reminds us that each one of us is called to do the same. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.